أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها صدق الله العظيم. The last surah, surah Bayyinah, the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussed the consequences of two groups of people, those who disbelieve and then thereafter those who believe. Here in these ayat in Surah Zilzal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about certain aspects of the day of Qiyamah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about certain aspects of the accountability. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala begins the surah saying, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا, when the earth is heavily shaken with her quake. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to the coming of the day of Qiyamah. Like in Surah Hajj, Allah ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to this aspect, that close on to Qiyamah, the trumpet will be blown, and then this earth will begin to disintegrate, and there will be this quake that will take place, the shake, where the entire earth will be shaken. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayat, وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. The earth will bring forth, will spew out its burden, its load. What is the burden and what is the load of this earth? We find in the riwayat of Muslim Sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaking about the earth throwing out its gold, and whatever precious metals and resources it has will all surface up to the earth. And then the amazing thing will be that man will walk past it and man will not attach any value to it whatsoever. Suddenly that thing that was being chased after in this material world had tremendous value. Now suddenly, because of Qiyamah coming, it has absolutely no value. To the extent that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, a person who killed someone because of wealth will now stop by this gold, by these bars of gold, and in the hadith it comes pillars of gold, huge, huge rocks of gold. And he will look at it and he will ask himself the question, was it because of this I killed and I committed murder? And now obviously he has to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person that broke his family ties because of material wealth, because of differences with regards to material things, he will also stand by this wealth. He will look at this gold and he will ask the very same question, that was it because of this that I broke off my family ties and I earned the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That person that stole, and in an Islamic country his hand was cut off, he will also come with that one hand cut off. He will look at this gold and he will ask himself the very same question, that is it because of this that I had my hand cut off and now I have to face the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the likes of such people, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us in this ayat that in the eyes of Allah, this has absolutely no value whatsoever. Value to a mu'min, value to a believer is his amal and his deeds. This hadith shows it very, very clearly that when materialism comes to an end, when this material world comes to an end, man will attach value to different things. Now the value we attach to this world, to the material things of this world, suddenly we have no value for it whatsoever. Now what is going to be of essence? A person is going on to the plains of Qiyamah, that will be his amal and that will be his actions. Further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another aspect of the earth. Allah says, وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. Man will ask, what has happened to this earth? يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. On that day when the earth will begin to tell its tidings, it will begin to tell its tale. In hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that every good deed and every bad deed that was carried out on this earth, the earth will then begin to give evidence in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When man sees this phenomena, to us today the earth is just a piece of land, but there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inspire it, بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inspire it, it will begin to speak about the deeds that were carried upon on it. So hence this very same earth we are chasing, that very same earth can be evidence against us, or it can be evidence in our favor. The very wealth of this earth, today we attach so much of importance to it, we attach so much of value to it, we sacrifice our families, we sacrifice our deen, we sacrifice our akhirat. There the reality will come out when man sees that now amal is of priority, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us like this in this surah, that let us in this world, the world is a world of means, we have to acquire that much, let us acquire it and continue to please Allah and act for the hereafter, and obviously become pious and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, understanding that tomorrow we will be facing Allah on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.